I know what the answer is, and it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just like I told those people out there the other day. Now let's go to Mark 13:8, just one verse in Mark. Mark 13:8, and let's look and see what the Lord says there in Mark 13:8. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in various places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Are we seeing this everywhere? Everything he said right there, I mean, the earthquakes, I mean, big earthquakes. I mean, I don't mind telling you that I thought Friday morning, you know, and when you're in the Christian, when you serve God, you never know what's going to happen. But Friday morning early, I got a text message from a man that works with Kenneth Copeland's ministries. And he wanted to know if I would take my 421 and fly to Haiti and pick up four orphans. So I got up and I called him back and I said, tell me about this. He said, well, there's some people in Kenneth Copeland's ministries that have adopted these children, but we can't get them out on the airlines because all the seats are full. You just can't get them out. And he said, we have all the legal paperwork. He said, the president signed off on them and everything, but we want to get them out as quickly as possible because these people down there are kind of flaky. Sometimes they give you paperwork and then the next day they change their mind. So he said, we want to get down there and get these children as quickly as possible. He said, will you take your 421 and fly to Haiti? I said, well, let me go in and do a flight plan to make sure that my airplane fly across that water. You know, I got to make sure I got enough range. So I went and looked and found out that, yeah, I could go from here to New Orleans and from New Orleans across the, right straight across to Opa-locka, and then I could refuel in Opa-locka, and then I can go all the way to Haiti with no problems and still have an hour, almost an hour and a half worth of fuel left. And then I thought, okay. So I was fixing to pick up the phone to call him back to say, I will do it. And I, well, actually I did. I dialed his number and his number was busy. I thought, okay. I said, I have two or three appointments today and tomorrow, so I will call those people right quick and tell them I'm not going to be here so we can make some other arrangements. So I started to dial the first number and all of a sudden the ministry line rang. Now I normally never answer the ministry line when it rings because one of the girls, but it was early. There wasn't nobody up there. So I thought, okay, I'll just see who that is. Well, it was the Kenneth Copeland's Ministries and the person. They said, Thurman, we'll cancel the trip. We just got all four of them on a commercial flight out of Port-au-Prince. So you don't have to go after all. And I just prayed, Lord, if you want me to go, I'll go. If you don't want me to go, I won't go. It's totally up to you. So I make me and the airplane you've given me available to be used for your glory. And then I didn't have to go. Well, I was really glad, you know, because, you know, first of all, if I'd have left here that day, it's about a 6-hour flight in my airplane here to Opa-locka. I would have spent the night there. It would have been almost dark time I got there since I'm going against the sun. The sun's coming this way. And then the next morning at 6 o'clock, I would have got up and flown for 345 minutes to Haiti. Picked up these children, refueled the airplane, and flew back another three. And that's 8 or 9 hours total. And then when I get back, then I got to fly 6 more hours with one more stop to come home that night to get home midnight. And then I'm ready to preach Sunday. You know, that's really not exactly what I wanted to do, but I would have done it if I had to. But the Lord didn't have me to do it. But you know, when you're in the ministry, when you're God's son or daughter, you have no idea what he may call you to do. And in these last days, it may be beyond your wildest dreams what he calls you to do. So be ready. The way you do things and the things you've been used to doing may greatly change in the future. Because what we're seeing here is awesome things that's happening. And God is going to use his people to do great things for his kingdom. Is he not? So be ready. Okay, now then let's go to Luke 21:8-18. Luke 21:8-18. Let's look at these three sets of verses. Luke 21:8. And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Now then, if somebody comes in that's even doing signs and miracles and wonders beyond your wildest dreams, and they're saying they're Christ, don't believe them. Now, he ain't Christ. You will know when the King appears. You don't have to worry. You will know. I when I think about that, I think about this lady that had a picture of Jesus in the foyer of her home. And every time she'd come in, she'd look at this picture. And she'd stop and she'd meditate on this picture. And then she'd get to thinking about what he'd done for her. And so she'd sit there and cry a little while over this picture. One day, she walked into the foyer, opened her door, and is standing there in the door looking at this beautiful picture of Jesus. And she heard these words. If you keep looking at that picture, you're not going to know who I am when I come. So she took the picture down and destroyed it. That picture was not a picture of the King. There is no pictures of Jesus. So don't get you one and start looking at it and say, oh, Lord, you're so beautiful, because that's not him. There is no pictures. Anyway, he said, take heed. So now then, verse 9 and 10. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. 11 and 12. And great earthquakes. Now here he says, and all the others just said earthquakes. But here he says, and great earthquakes. I mean, I don't know how much greater they could become. I guess they could become greater. But so far, an 8.8, they tell me that's, I think it's either the fifth or the sixth or the seventh or something, largest earthquake that's ever been on the face of the earth that's ever been recorded that we know about. And great earthquakes shall be in various places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. We are seeing those great signs in heavens too. I mean, with the things we're seeing out there, with Planet X is coming in, now then that observatory that's seen that big blue and white cross that's coming through the skies at 10,000 miles an hour or whatever it is, you know, that leaving the blue dust behind it, it's an awesome sight to see. And of course, I think that most of the church never even heard about these things. But it's out there and it's on the way, whether we've heard about it or not, it's there. He says, and we're going to see great signs in the heavens. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. Now, you know, we could have left that part out. I just don't like that. Do you, Scott? I don't like for anybody to lay hands on me and hurt me. Do you? So maybe you need to get ready. Maybe you need to start really praying and asking God to really protect you. Because if you're not asking for protection, I mean, you know, it would be interesting, this lady that the other day when that guy walked into her store with a gun and she said what she did, it would be interesting to know what kind of church she goes to and what she's being taught. Obviously, she's taught some pretty good stuff, you know, because if that woman had enough faith to tell that man with a gun right in her face, you're going to get out of here in the name of Jesus. I mean, either that woman's completely, totally crazy or she believes the word of God, right? I think she really believes God, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, you really got to know who you are as a son or daughter of God. Most people, when somebody walks in and puts a gun in your face, what do most people do? Oh, my goodness. I'll give you anything. Just don't hurt me. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, we're a bunch of, we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. We've not spent enough time with God. And it says, in great signs shall there be from heaven. Before all these things, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Well, see what happens. That's verse 13 and 14. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. In other words, if we're prayed up, and we get thrown in here before a king, who knows, maybe that's why God's sending me to Washington. Maybe. I mean, who knows who I might get to talk to? You never know who's going to see what I do. You know, I mean, who knows? But here's exactly what I'm going to trust God for. Exactly what he said. Don't spend a lot of time worrying about what you're going to do when you get there. Just realize, God, you're going to put the words in my mouth. Yeah, you know exactly. I don't have a clue, but I work for you. I don't work for the world. I work for the King of the universe, just like you do. And if he sends me up there, I don't have to sweat what I'm going to say, do I?
No.
He's going to put the words in my heart, and they're going to come right out of my mouth. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. Well, that's where I'm going to be. God, I'm yours. I go up there. You're going to get me there. I'm going to say whatever you want me to say, and hey, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Verse 15 and 16. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. How many of my adversaries? All of them. I mean, they ain't going to be able to refute what I say, because I'm going to trust God to put the right words in my mouth. And he said, And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now, I think about a miniature example of this is when I was allowed to speak or asked to speak at the Bill Gothard Conference. Bill Gothard asked me to tell about the miracles that me and him, I told him about several things. He said, that's what I want you to do the first morning. I just want you to use scriptures, tell them how you did it, and tell the names and everything of people and the wonderful things God's done for you. So for an hour and a half, I mean, I didn't even pick up a Bible. I had it in my heart. I didn't need a Bible for an hour and a half worth of scriptures and the miracles. And so for an hour and a half, I talked about the wonderful things God has done. I mean, it just flowed out. I mean, if you haven't listened to God's Power, that's the CD that we made down there that morning. I've had many people tell me that's one of the most anointed teachings I've ever done. Well, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. I didn't meditate on what I was going to do. I just said, okay, Lord, all these stories, you put them together exactly right. For an hour and a half, I spoke those things. And then just like he said, I mean, who's he going to bring against you? Everybody. I mean, to think after I talked this, and
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Wrath of God is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.